Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who've built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives. Welcome back, everybody. Today on the Empire Building Podcast, you have Wendy and Seychelle. And
y'all.
I love it when we get to record together.
So yes.
Selfishly, I'm so excited, and we've got just a fire episode for you guys. And we both have been super busy. Like, you've been traveling a ton.
Yeah.
I've been traveling a ton.
Living our best
lives. What's been going on in your world? We really have been. What have you been up to the last couple of weeks?
Oh, gosh. Well, we are getting ready to take a trip to Scotland, which is going to be fun. So, super excited about that.
Where are you going to go?
A little bit all over the place.
Cool.
Yeah. So, we're going to fly into Edinburgh, and then we're going to kind of tour all over the place, and then get up into the Highlands, and then end up in Glasgow. I'm pronouncing that wrong.
You have to visit a haricu, those little fuzzy cows that are so cute.
Yeah, of course.
You have to pet one.
Yeah. So excited about that. And, you know, my kids are back from college for the summer, so that's pretty awesome. And just living my best life, teaching a lot is what I've been doing. Yeah, I've been going around the country teaching. What about you? Are you in Michigan?
I love that. Yeah, we just got up to Michigan and we had like a whirlwind like last 3 weeks. We Quinn finished school and then we packed up the house and we also packed up for a 2-week Europe Palooza trip at the same time. And so while we were out of town, Nick did a golf trip and then drove the dog and him and the truck and all of our stuff to Michigan.
I mean, your trip looked amazing.
It was awesome.
With Barb and sister and Toe and the whole fam. Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. I had Quinn, our daughter.
Girls trip.
Yeah. It was
like
a total,
multi-generational.
Total girls trip. My mom, Barb, had a really cool Portugal riverboat cruise with her brother and sister-in-law and one of their like childhood friends. And so they went and did that with this really cool riverboat cruise through Portugal. And then we met up with her. I'd never been to Barcelona. That was on my list. So we did Barcelona. And then we rented a car and drove across Spain to San Sebastian and then Amboise, which I don't know if you know. Have you been to Amboise in France? Okay, so this is so cool. It's where Leonardo da Vinci died. But that's not what's cool about it. What's cool is he was commissioned by, I don't know if it's the king. I think it actually was the king at the time. He was commissioned by the king to come live there and basically work on stuff for the military, but also to just invent. And so they have where he lived and all of the grounds, they've recreated all of his inventions.
Wow.
And it is wild, the kind of stuff that he
that's a dream
like
job.
Was thinking through. Yeah. Wow. It was just
wow.
It was so cool. I mean, it was really one of those moments too where it's like, what does it look like? It was just like a great reminder of like, what does it look like to have someone in your life that literally supports you living your best life at a high level? And in Da Vinci's last couple of years of his life, that's truly what he had. And just like walking through his hundreds of different inventions from like tanks to like moving bridges to like catapults and like a mini bicycle and like just all these crazy different things that if you think about it, like in the late 14 to 1500s, were not around yet. Like just, he was wild. So that was really cool. And then we did Paris and London and then flew back to Michigan. So it's just been
amazing.
Awesome and a whirlwind and and it was just really really special. So I'm very thankful for it. We took all the pictures and just walked, you know, 15 to 20,000 steps a day, and it was great. It was great.
Well, so, I'm looking forward really to. Hopefully, you can give me a little tour when we see each other.
I will
in a couple weeks.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. Well, I'm excited for today too because I think what we're talking about really plays into what you and I both have been up to, which is you set out to do these goals. And you get on a path, and sometimes life happens, sometimes markets happen, sometimes you just get distracted. And in order to live your best life, it requires us from time to time to revisit where we're at, to sometimes do a reset, and to sometimes do a good check-in mid-year as far as how you're doing. And with Empire Circle, with our Her Best Life crew, this is one of our favorite events that we host every year. is we do a mid-year check-in. We do a mid-year check-in on business. We do a mid-year check-in on personal. And so Wendy and I are going to start today, which is a two-part series for you on how we do our mid-year check-ins. And I really want to give a huge shout out to Jay Papazan and the One Thing crew, because they really gave us a great framework for how to do the personal check-in. So if you haven't checked out Jay's podcast, it is The One Thing Podcast. You should check it out. And they have some amazing retreats that they do. And so some of the framework we're using today is also a shout out to them because they've given all of us an amazing framework to work off of. So let's dive in.
Yeah. Well, I can remember in 2019. Mm-hmm. So that was the year that about 90% of my team exited. And by the time mid-year had rolled around, I was feeling pretty despondent.
Yeah. Nothing went the way you thought it would.
Yeah. Things were really starting to unravel. And so actually the mid-year, the One Thing offered, I don't think they do a mid-year, like a formal mid-year anymore, but that year they decided to do one. And I remember bringing, you know, the few people that were left with me and just honestly feeling so panicked, despondent, like, you know, how when you're just
in it,
your whole body is like, yes. Yeah. So I was so freaked out. And then it was a two-day thing. Which is longer than we're going to recommend for you guys to do. But I just remember leaving, you know, still scared. But, you know, somehow I knew that there was a plan in place that was going to take me to, you know, where I really needed to be. And so if that's you, if you've had a hard first 6 months, which I know a lot of our listeners have, it's been rough out there. If you're, if you're in the real estate industry, it's a lot. Things are shifting. Things are moving. We would highly, highly, highly recommend that you do a mid-year reset. And can't believe we're already halfway through the year and we would actually even be requiring it. But this is really just a 5-part process. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to reflect, right? We're going to evaluate, you know, where are we at? We're going to simplify. Okay. So when you have a lot of chaos going on and you need to focus, that means you need to pare things away and not add.
Love that.
And then you need to establish a plan, right? Figure out where you want to go. And then you got to time block that plan. And all of these steps are important.
Yep.
Can't skip any of these steps. I see people skipping the reflection. I see people skipping the time blocking. Mm-hmm. I see people skipping the simplifying, right? Which we don't think about that a lot. We think, oh, to do and achieve more, we need to add more.
I'm going to be honest, like that was me for a good 15 years is I thought, well, I'm just not doing enough. I'm just not doing enough. And actually when I started stripping stuff away, and we'll talk about that, like when I started stripping stuff away, that's actually where I got a lot more powerful in my ability to produce what I wanted to. So that's a great note, Wendy, because that was one took me forever to hear.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask, how long should somebody set aside for this before we dive in to tell them what to do? Like how many hours or?
Yeah, I would say set aside a morning, right? Or an afternoon, or you're really going to need like a half day. I'd say a minimum of 3 hours, more if you're going to go for a walk, more if you need more time for reflection. But, you know, I think all of us empire builders could easily do this in about 3 hours. I would recommend that you get out of your house, get out of your office. Get somewhere where you can be alone. You're not going to be distracted, you know, and I would challenge you to leave your distractions at home, right? If you want to just bring your journal to do a lot of these things, I would challenge you to do that. Just somehow get away, get free so that you can truly be present and plan. And you'll be so glad you did. It'll be 3 hours extremely well spent. I know for both of us, we're both pretty strategic thinkers, but this idea of planning and reflecting, if you're not doing this on a regular basis as an empire builder, this might be your one thing that you need to implement before the end of the year because, you know, we do an annual goal setting. We do a goal setting with the team. I do a goal setting as a couple. I do this mid-year reset. Actually, this is the first time I've ever done it on my own. I have it scheduled for a week from now. And I did a quarterly reflect and plan, which I've never done before. So getting more time to goal set and be strategic about things is, if you don't have that practice in your life, it's super important. So, yeah.
Great. Let's dive in and I'll add mine as we go. I think those are great tips. And I think it's one of the best gifts you can give yourself is the gift of time to work on this. So I'm super pumped.
The first thing we're going to do is reflect. So I want you to think about getting your journal out or just, you know, what's 30 minutes of thinking time. Like, get a piece of paper in front of you and write down, you know, what have been some of your big things that have happened to you in the last 6 months. You know, think about what are some of the things that have brought you energy. You know, do you have a new hobby that you're vibing on? And just to be clear, this first episode is going to be how to do a mid-year reset with your personal life. And then the second episode is going to be a mid-year reset on your business life. Okay.
Love that.
And then also thinking, like, what's been making you stressful? Like, what's making you uncomfortable? What's keeping you up at night? What are those things that are constantly worrying you? What is something that you're tolerating in your personal life right now? Like, I know for me, I have this constant, you know, I went through menopause last year and I'm really struggling with my weight. I continue to gain weight and I haven't changed anything. And I know some of that is like stressfulness of the last couple of years, but like there's this continuing like thing going on in my head. Like, I need to focus on this. I really need to focus on this. And I'm just kind of tolerating the way I'm feeling. My clothes don't fit. And yeah, so like, what are you tolerating in your life right now that needs to change in your personal life?
For me, it was like I was tolerating just a set schedule and the schedule was set and I just followed it instead of really like asking, is this actually how I want my week to flow? Is this actually the best sequences of events? And I had to set aside time or like in April, May to teach like a 7-week course. And so it required me to clear Wednesdays on my schedule every week. And then it ended up getting canceled like the week it was supposed to start. And so I ended up all of a sudden with this a massive amount of white space on Wednesdays that I had not had in probably ever on a midweek. Yeah. And it was a huge eye-opener, an accidental eye-opener to me of, oh my gosh, I have been tolerating because my schedule is such where I'm in gratitude that I could drop Quinn off at school and pick Quinn up from school every day. I had worked my schedule to be giving energy to be able to do that, to be in gratitude, to be able to pick her up when I wanted to be able to pick her up as a parent. But what that meant was my work time that I was allowing for meetings was so jam-packed. I didn't have any white space. I mean, to grab a snack, to get a cup of coffee, to journal, to think. It was so production-based. And so all of a sudden when I realized, wait, how I'd been doing it was creating a lot of productivity, but also taking a lot of energy and not giving the room for the white space to be working on the bigger projects, not doing the leading that I really wanted to be doing. It was such an accidental thing of I have been tolerating the schedule because I just set it and let it go. And I need to be evaluating my actual hours and how I'm working my schedule because it was not as productive as it needed to be. It was actually spending time on the wrong things. And accidentally, I discovered it didn't have to be that way. So, you know, if you were to take a look at a fresh blank slate of what it needed to look like, could it be different? Could you use your time different and actually claim back an entire workday to do different things that you haven't had the energy or the time to do?
That's so smart. Well, one of the things we do on our team is we do the 12-week year.
Yes, we do too.
It's a book. And so what that book says is on the 13th week, you cancel all the meetings. I don't know if you guys do that part of it.
We don't do that part of it. We do take time to reflect, but
that's the powerful part.
That's the part I should be doing.
So you do a 12-week year where you're kind of running your goals around that. And then on the 13th week, you're supposed to cancel all the meetings. But then, like, I'm telling you, canceling all the meetings that 13th week is super powerful because it gives everybody on your team that extra little bit of white space. And like, who cares if you miss those 4 meetings out of the year?
Yeah, you know, for sure.
It really doesn't matter.
No.
And so it's pretty good.
I love that.
So the first part of our 5-part steps that we need to take for our mid-year reset is going to be to take some time to journal. As I said before, you really want at least 3 hours to be able to do this whole thing. Ideally, you take maybe a little bit more and you could go for a walk or, you know, do something that kind of allows you to get into that meditative state of mind. Because I know for me, I feel like sometimes it's like going on vacation. You know, the first couple days of vacation, you're still in, you know, go, go, go mode. And getting out in nature for me just allows my heart rate to go down. And then it allows me to just be able to actually process and think versus like the doing part of my brain. I don't know if you're the same way, but that's how it is for me.
I'm resonating tremendously with you on that. And I also love your tip of like getting out of your personal space or getting out of your office, like go somewhere separate to sort of tell your brain, like, this, we're doing something different right now. Like, this is a different process. This is a different time. So leaving your personal or workspace and going somewhere fresh, I think, allows for that reset for you to look at things differently too.
Yeah, that's so smart. Yeah. So you want to get out of your house and then take some time for reflection. So I'd give yourself at least 30 minutes for this and think through the past 6 months. What are some things that you've been doing that bring you energy? You know, what are those things that you're like, wow, that really, I love that day. You know, we all have those days where we're like, wow, that was a great day. I was just doing all the things that I really loved that day. And then also think about maybe those days where you're feeling stressed out, right? Where you're feeling uncomfortable. You've got that feeling in your body, that physical feeling like, ugh, this is not for me. Because we know you guys can power through anything. You guys can power through whatever you want. You guys are empire builders. And, you know, doing more of what brings you joy, right, will actually allow you to be a lot more productive because you're going to be loving it all day long. And then ask yourself the question, what am I really tolerating in my personal life right now?
That's so huge. Well, and, you know, something that I think about is I was going to teach a class for 7 weeks and it ended up getting canceled, but it required me to clear every Wednesday on my schedule. And it took a lot of energy to like move everything around to clear those 7 weeks. And it got canceled at the last minute. So all of a sudden I ended up with 7 weeks of Wednesdays that were cleared. And it was such an eye opener to me that I had been tolerating creating my whole schedule back to back to back to back to back and just running that play and that rhythm instead of really being purposeful around on the personal side and on the work side, like looking at the schedule differently and, you know, taking a moment to accidentally have that gift really allowed that opportunity to look at it different.
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
That makes sense. Well, what a gift, you know, what a gift, white space. Well, and then, you know, when you're thinking about these areas of your personal life, I want you to think about it in terms of your mental and emotional health, right? How's your mental health doing? So many of us are still feeling burnt out. And a part of the way you get out of burnout is you rest.
Yeah.
How about your physical health? I mean, a lot of us as empire builders, we focus so much on building our businesses, we forget that we have to live in our bodies. You know, it's the only one that we get. Where are you going to live if not in your body? You know, I think Sarah had a big aha once, which was like, Gary said to her, well, you can't work if you're dead.
Yeah.
You know, so are you treating your body with love and respect? And are you investing in relationships? Do you have the time, energy for the people that you want to have meaningful connections with? I know we finally got our retreat on the books, and I'm just excited about that. Even the thought of it makes me really excited. You know?
Yeah.
It gives me energy.
Something that on the personal side that I used to have that I haven't as much is when we shut down our physical office space and went all virtual during COVID. But I used to have about a 45-minute drive every day to and from our office because it was up near where Barb used to live up in Plano. So I would drive from our place in Dallas north and back. And I would have 45 minutes to call and catch up with friends during that time. And when we shut down the office, that eliminated, you know, an hour. It was awesome. It eliminated an hour and a half of windshield time a day, which is amazing. How nice to get that back. And it also eliminated an hour and a half of phone calls to people that were on that short list to call and talk to. So I have really started to replace that personal time with some scheduled walk and talks in my schedule. And I'll even call them that, like, can I give you a call when I'm taking the dog for a walk? And we do a walk and talk and catch up. So I have to be a little bit more purposeful about the time on it. And that was something that really brought me joy, that when circumstances changed, that went away and I needed to add back in.
I love that. And I've read data. It's probably Adam Grant. I'm not sure who it is.
But probably,
talking
yeah.
about, yeah, the difference between how people feel after a phone conversation versus a text conversation. I mean, don't get me wrong, texting has its place.
For sure.
And, you know, to really connect with someone, if you're really feeling like you miss them, you know, pick up the phone and call your mom. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So relationships are huge. Think about your personal growth. What have you read? What classes have you gone? Have you tried anything new that's expanded you? One of the things that Jay's always wanted to learn is lock picking.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. Well, he has kind of a little bit of an obsession with the apocalypse coming.
Yeah. And like, this feels like a list.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, right? So
yeah.
If the apocalypse is coming, like, you maybe want to be able to get into some safes. They might have medicine. They might have, I don't know, whatever.
Just into abandoned buildings, too. I mean, if
exactly.
they're locked, you need to be able to get into, like, a shelter.
100%.
That would be a huge gift. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if that ever does happen, I'm going to be so glad I picked this guy. You know what I mean? I'm going to make it through.
You're going to have shelter if nothing else.
Yeah. So he's been really into that. Actually, it's really cool. The locks come and they're clear.
Mm.
So they're see-through. So you can see as you're picking them, you can see
what's moving.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then you move from the clear ones, yeah, to the ones. So then you get to listen to it. And this is a total aside. But my best friend Jenny, she has a place in West Texas, and it has a crazy old safe in there from the Gage Hotel. You probably are familiar with it since you're also from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's old. It's like a couple hundred years old. They don't even know where it came from or how they got it, or maybe they do, but I don't. They've never been able to open it. So that's one of the things that Jay's working
on. Like a new mission.
His hobby, yeah, is like to be able to open that and see what's inside.
What is in there?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be a fun reveal.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So, whether you're lockpicking or, you know, poetry or whatever you're doing, what is it that's making you grow?
I love that.
Yeah. And then are you having any fun? Like, what kind of fun are you having? Did you make any space for hobbies or travel or just focused on work? So,
a pro tip you and I both do is usually in October, November, the year before, most of us as founders and also as your hosts here at Empire Building, we are looking at our travel schedules like for the next year before the previous year ends. And so if you haven't had the time to do that, this reset is a great time to take a look between now and the end of the year of what you want your travel to look like. What do you want your holiday travel to look like? Now is the time for that. What do you want spring break next year to look like if you have kids? Like, start planning that out some, because that's how you really make the magic happen and intentionality happen. That's how we were able to do our Europe trip, as we started planning that back last December. So we had time to put all the pieces in place to really make it purposeful and memorable. And I think if you do it last minute, there's fun and thrill in that, but sometimes you miss the opportunity to kind of catch some of the magic.
Love that.
I love that. So now that you've taken time to reflect, number two is you want to really sit and evaluate with what you just wrote down. And I want you to take a look and ask yourself the question of, like, what did you actually want this year? When you set out in this year, what was it in your heart of hearts that you really wanted for yourself personally? And I want you to look back, if you had the opportunity to set some goals back in October, November, December, January, take a look at some of those personal goals and intentions. Like, is it still resonating with you? Are those goals still relevant? Maybe what's shifted? I mean, Wendy and I both have had times where our entire team turned over in a year, and all of a sudden, all the things that we had on the personal side we thought we were going to do turned into a lot of work, and we didn't get to do the personal side. Or maybe your market shifted, and you've had to work a lot more, and you haven't had the opportunity to refill yourself on the personal side. So really do a status check on this. And I love to go in and circle in my journal, like, the words that are resonating with me that I really, like, wanted to have happen. Like, lately, I know one year the word grace, like, when my whole team fell apart, the word grace kept showing up for me.
Mm.
And, like, giving myself grace and space to, like, rest, to be patient with myself. I was being very, like, hard charging of, like, I got to rebuild, I got to make this all happen. And I wasn't giving myself any space. And when I did the mid-year reflection on that, I realized I was giving myself no room to just sort of like learn and be in it and get peace and rebuild. And I was a much better leader when I did that. And like, your dad passed away last year, my dad passed away almost 3 years ago now. In that season, I needed a lot more emotional and personal energy to get through that season and a lot more bandwidth and free time to help with them than I do today to take care of some of those similar things. And so, you know, are things changing in your personal life that you want to adjust? Maybe you're on track with some of your exercise goals or your water intake goals. For Pam Perino in our Empire Circle, who's been awesome with her water intake this year, you know, maybe you're on track with some of those and you want to keep those going and you need to give attention to something else. So what needs attention? And then the last part of that is, what did I think was important to me that is really no longer a priority? What did I set out to do that maybe my opinions, thoughts have changed? You know, I thought I wanted to really master pottery this year and it turns out I don't like it. Yeah. Or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, you know? Whatever it is.
Yeah. That you can then give yourself some permission to release on and simplify and move on to other things.
Yeah. So that's where number three comes into place, which is really to simplify, right? You know, I think sometimes when we want to achieve more, we think we have to do more. And for a lot of us that are striving high achievers, we actually probably need to do less. Yeah, no, we're both the same way.
I was like, I've got a huge finger pointed at myself on that one. Like, that is for me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, my motto used to be, you know, variety is the spice of life. I used to, and I still am the same way. Like, I want to get up and I'm like a toddler. I want to, like, you know, do all the things, run down the hill, play with all the, you know, scribble on all the paper and, you know, collapse in my bed every night and just be grateful for squeezing every drop out of every day.
Yeah.
And I do recommend that. But, you know, what are some of the things that are no longer serving you, whether they're personal or professional? I think a lot of us always get excited at the beginning of the year. We dump a lot of goals, personal goals on our list. And what I would really do is I would think about, what are your top maybe one or two personal intentions before the rest of the year? Max three.
Love it.
One is the best because that's the way you're really going to achieve it. If you've only got one, you know, you're not going to be like, oh, well, I spent so much time doing two and three that I didn't get to my one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe even pick a theme around it, you know, share it with some people. What's your theme around it? And, you know, sometimes this can be a personal work kind of give and take. Our next episode is going to be on a work mid-year reset. This is a personal mid-year reset. And it might be that you need to do a drastic work reset. And so you have to drastically simplify what's going on in your personal life. You know, if you're in a space with your business where you're looking at your numbers and you're like, whoa, I don't think I'm going to make it through the rest of the year. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Then you're going to have to cut out some possibly personal stuff. You know, you might have to give up a vacation and, you know, do it that way. So,
yeah. Well, and I also think too, like, there's in this season, something you and I both work really well with is the idea of work smarter, not harder. I think for many years, you and I both worked really, really hard. And we're in a season where, yes, we do have a lot of energy. Actually, we have a high bandwidth, a high capacity, and a high processing speed. So we can probably accomplish a lot more than somebody that might operate at a different speed than we do. But I do think the idea of working smarter, not harder, plays into this on the personal and the business side. And so for me, something that I have had to simplify is the idea of setting better boundaries on the business side with client and team member expectations of when I can deliver something so that I can be present and engaged when I am on the personal side.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Around this, by the way.
I received that. It's been hard.
Tremendous growth in this area from you.
I am really working hard on it.
I am so proud of you, Seychelle.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you're thinking about this doesn't mean that you're just going to have to sacrifice everything. Maybe there's a way for you to do it better and smarter that allows you to have your cake and eat it too. But Wendy's point is beautiful, which is you're probably going to have to shift something up. You're going to have to shake it up. You're going to have to look at it differently if you want to have both, or if you need to thrive and survive in one area or the other. And I think about it too on the personal side. If someone's on the verge of like a divorce, or someone has kids getting ready to go away to college or something like that, and you have a time crunch, you may have to make some massive sacrifices on the work side if you're able to afford to do that in order to make sure those personal relationships are there too. So it can work both ways for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot can happen in a year. That's basically the point of the mid-year reset is maybe you're lucky to not have life happen to you, or maybe there are no external circumstances affecting your business life. And so you just get to continue merrily on your way with the goals that you set in January.
Amazing. Okay,
great. You don't need a mid-year reset. Yeah. But for a lot of this, you know, stuff happens. So stuff happens in our personal life, stuff happens in our work life. And to be able to kind of shift, and I love that word, grace, have grace with yourself around it is super important. And so just don't forget that step. Like, think about simplifying. And I love work smarter, not harder, because that is, you know, can you do a walk and talk with a client? Can you do a walk and talk with your best friend? Like, what are the things maybe that you can combine in order to just do less?
I love that. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So number four, after you've identified what you need to simplify, is now you got to have a plan. You got to figure out how you're actually going to do this. And we actually have a really powerful episode, which is how to write a GPS. And so if this sounds unfamiliar to you, that is your goals, your priority, your one goal, your priorities, and your strategies to accomplish that. There is a great episode that we did on that. We'll put a link to that episode in the show notes for you. If you're not familiar with that, go listen to it. It's a great episode. Wendy wrote it and it was phenomenal. But it basically is the idea of what would it look like to finish the year proud? Like, for you to feel proud of how you finished out this year. It doesn't mean it has to be perfect, because life isn't perfect. We don't want that. But that you feel proud of what you accomplished, what you set out to do, and how you showed up. And so if you need help with that, really, that episode is going to be amazing. But we're going to encourage you, now that you have identified what you need to simplify, to put a plan around that and some systems in place to help you make that happen.
And especially if you've only got one thing on your personal life, this is going to be pretty easy. So for instance, like, it might be, I need to spend more time with the people in my life that matter most.
And that's a great goal. That's a great goal.
Yeah. And, you know, priority number one can be your spouse. And then you've got some strategies under there, 3 to 5 strategies, where you're spelling out what that really looks like for you. You know, I actually had this a really powerful conversation with one of our new Empire Circle members, Corinne. You know, she was struggling.
She's so smart.
So yeah, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. Struggling a little bit around this idea of, you know, wanting to work more, but she's in a season with her young children. And I just told her, hey, like, what are the actual things that matter to you around spending time with the people in your life? And I said, it might be a, you know, for us, it was family night dinners together, and then Friday night pizza and movie, right? Mm-hmm. That was
super simple.
You know, and then, you know, when our kids are little, reading to them at night, like, that's enough.
Yep.
You know, like, that's enough. And I think especially, you know, when it comes to being with our families, it's hard to know what enough is. You know, is it, do I need to spend every afternoon with my kids? Do I need to get on the floor and play with them for 5 hours? And so if you can really be very specific about what you think those are, then guess what? You get to check that off, right? So you get to understand, like, yeah, I'm reading to my kid every night. I'm having dinner with my kid every night. We take 2 vacations a year, and, you know, we have a Friday night movie night. Like, that's enough. Mm-hmm. You know, that's enough.
Well, and there's 2 key things that you just said there. Number one is identifying that in life we go through seasons. And I think often as empire builders, and as particularly as female empire builders, sometimes we forget that there are seasons instead of forevers. And so you identified with Corinne, and I think you did this beautifully with yourself and with Jay, as you guys have raised your family, there are specific seasons in which you need to look at what you want. The second part that you said that I think is really great is you identified how you feel like you win in that season. And that way, when you've accomplished it, you know that that is what you set out to win in. That's what felt great to you about it. And you can look at it and say, I did that. Like, check.
Yeah.
I did check. It. So that's awesome.
Then you know.
Yes. Check.
Then you know.
I did it.
Yeah. Then yep. You know.
Well, and then, yep. You know, I think the other part of this too, around creating the goals, the priorities, and the strategies, is putting it on your calendar so that you know it exists. Right. And then asking the question of, like, does this commitment support me in achieving my goal for the year? Does this commitment bring me joy? Do I get energy when I look at this, or is this sucking energy out of me? Maybe I need to look at a different priority or goal. And then I know this has just been huge in my world. I know it's been huge for you too, Wendy. Who is your accountability circle? Who are the people that you love and respect and that deeply care about you, that know what your goals are and are going to check in on you and ask? And if you don't have a formal accountability or formal accountability partner, what does your circle look like that can check in on you and make sure that they're helping to love and support you through that season to help you get where you want to go?
I love that. Yeah, that's huge. Well, yeah. So amazing episode today. And I would just challenge all of you out there listening to ask yourself the question, do I need a mid-year reset? Am I struggling with things in my personal or business life that's going to require me to kind of review where I'm at? And then just make sure you carve out about 3 hours to, you know, reflect, 30 minutes of reflection, 30 minutes to evaluate, like, where are you at based on where you wanted to be? Simplify, take things off your plate. That's the best way to accomplish a big goal, is to do less. And then you have more time to focus on what matters most. 30 minutes for that. And then you want to figure out your plan. So move forward, give yourself about an hour for that. And then give yourself about 30 minutes to time block those things that are really the most important things, so that when you look at your calendar from now until the end of the year, there's just a series of reminders, right? A series of reminders about what you deemed important at this time. So guys, I really hope you take advantage of this, and I really hope you tune in for our next episode, which is going to be dropping next week, which is how to do this with your business life, which is going to be somewhat different. It's definitely a different kind of process than doing your personal one. It's probably going to take a little bit longer and involve some of your key people, but this is a huge part. Being intentional is a huge part of creating your big business and your even bigger life. So I hope you guys go out and do that at some point this next week.
Love it. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.